Between Russian election interference, potentially hackable voting machines, secure and accurate elections are on our minds today. But sometimes the things that move the needle on elections aren't the stuff of international intrigue. Sometimes you can just blame it on paperwork. Not long ago, Heather Bauman Cutway of Macon received a letter that confused her.
SOS.ga.gov. Please remain on the line.
I'm listening in as she calls the number inside that letter for the Secretary of State's office to get to the bottom of it.
Good afternoon. Thank you for calling Secretary of State Brian Kemp's office. How can I help you?
Hi. About a month ago, I received a form saying that they're updating a voter registration list, and it gave three reasons why I was getting this notice.
Those were she had either moved, she didn't respond to election-related mail, or that she hadn't voted in a long time. None were true.
You can disregard that.
And contrary to what she heard on the phone, the letter says she has 30 days to respond or risk being labeled an inactive voter. The first step in the 8-year-long path to being purged from the voter roll.
No, it came from this office.
It didn't come from this office, ma'am. It's not coming.
The back and forth goes on until the voice at the Secretary of State's office tells Bauman Cutway to call her local board of elections.
So how satisfied are we with this process?
I'm very unsatisfied.
It turns out that when her polling place moved this year, the Macon-Bibb County Board of Elections sent Bauman Cutway a new voter registration card, which they say was returned by the post office. That automatically triggered the follow-up letter Bauman Cutway somehow did receive. But it also turns out disregarding the letter as she was advised on the phone was exactly the wrong thing to do. The right thing was to either return an information card to the Secretary of State or just show up and vote in November. Sean Young is an attorney with ACLU Georgia who has gone to court over situations like this.
These kinds of intimidating, legalistic, confusing notices that people get in the mail that read like subpoenas. I mean, this is the kind of thing that has kept marginalized groups from the polls for centuries.
So while Bauman Cutway is calling offices in Atlanta to make sure she can vote, other people have to be coaxed to the polls. And those are people who might avoid voting altogether if they receive an official notice like this one. So how many people receive these notices? The Secretary of State's office says 35,000 letters, like the one Bauman Cutway received, have gone out in Georgia this year. Michael McDonald, head of the United States Election Project at the University of Florida, says based on how a similar Ohio practice upheld by the U.S. Supreme Court was shown to work, you could imagine about 2,000 of those forms going to voters who need coaxing. And there are things you can say about who they probably are.
These people will be disproportionately persons of color. They'll be younger people, and they'll be more likely to be Democrats.
And they move around a lot. And they could be Republicans, too. Solidly Republican Paulding County mailed more confirmation letters than any other county this year. And sure, 2,000 people who aren't sure they can vote might not sound like much.
But in the very close elections, these numbers become meaningful.
Right now in the governor's race, Stacey Abrams and Brian Kemp are about 2 points apart in the polls. McDonald says this isn't nefarious or about one person tipping the scales. It's just how Georgia law works as it tries to balance the right to vote against the need to keep voter rolls accurate. A side effect is that some people throw up their hands and stay home on election day. The ACLU's Sean Young.
This is like a death by a thousand cuts approach to democracy.
Michael McDonald would prefer voter registration at the polls. Until then, if you've been warned, you might be an inactive voter. All you have to do to fix it is vote. For GPB News, I'm Grant Blankenship in Macon.